Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Further Faster podcast. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and I'll be your host, your guide, and maybe even your mentor on this leg of your voyage to do exactly what the name implies, and that is to go further, faster, and become more wealthy. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And keeping with the theme that we have been doing for a little while, and that is the 21 immutable laws of magnetism. Magnetism versus the laws of attraction. The laws of attraction are only one of the 21 immutable laws. This is about magnetizing yourself and magnetizing that which you desire so that you both move towards each other, eliminating sabotage and let's just say those types of things that keep us from getting what we want, procrastination, hesitation, and all of those things. And so today's law, I'm going to start it off by saying that we've all heard the old adage, the old saying, that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And I'm going to tell you that I'm going to contest that, because the law that we're going to talk about today is the law of words and language. So grab a pad and paper, and I'll be right back to talk to you about how you can use your words to become more magnetized and magnetize that which you desire. I'll be right back. Back with you. Well, years ago, when I first started this journey and started this recognition that there was something else at play other than hard work to achieve our dreams, goals, and desires, it started with my reading the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And if you've not read the book, you got to go out and get it. It is the, let's just say, holy grail of personal development, if you will. One of the great things in the book, that one of the things that I was immediately attracted to, and it was brand new to me, and that was what he had talked about, was this whole concept of being able to influence the universe and the world around us to bring into our lives the situations, the circumstances, and even the material things that we wanted. And he had a very, very simple explanation for it. And that explanation was that we are as transmitters, if you will, like a radio transmitter, and that the universe is like a receiver. And when we transmit to the universe, meaning the world around us, if you will, and whatever your religious beliefs are, takes notice of that and sends the equivalent of what you're thinking about or what you want, sends it your way. And just so you know, the book and the movie, The Secret, came from Think and Grow Rich. As a matter of fact, in the first chapters of the book, he says, I have a secret. And it was up to you to figure out what that secret was. And part of that secret was that you've got to speak up about what you want. You've got to ask. Now, I was raised in the church, for lack of a better term, sang in the choir and everything. And we were always taught to pray for yourself, pray for what you want, that kind of thing. And prayers are not silent prayers. They're words spoken out loud in whatever way that you are. And it's across the religious and spiritual spectrum of chanting and praying, and those types of things are always sound that you're using. Now, this is to differ from sound, which is one of the 21 immutable laws, how sound works and all of those things. These are actually the words that you think or slash say. The specific words that you think or slash say carry with them a certain vibration, for lack of a better term, and those words will carry out different things out there in the universe as well as inside your body as well. And at the top of this, I said that saying, and I remember we as kids used to chant that, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never hurt you. Well, nothing could be further from the truth, because words can break your spirit. Words can turn you into somebody that's a powerhouse. Words can turn you into somebody that their own body turns against them. Words can actually turn you into the kind of body that your own, turn type of person that your own body assists you in healing and changing yourself. Words. And they carry with them what I call a biochemical makeup. My words, even these words that I'm speaking to you right now, and the tone of the words that I'm using, the way that I'm speaking to you right now, is actually changing your biochemical makeup. What does that mean? That means that if I say to you, you know, you're the worst, you're a loser, you can't do this, and you're the worst kind of person in the world, that can either make you mad or angry or frustrated, or even make you, well, sad because that might be true or whatever. Or I could say to you, listen, you're amazing, you're beautiful, you're a great person, I love having you around, I love you, you deserve the best, and you are the best. Those words actually make you feel a certain way. Well, what is it that makes us feel a certain way? What makes us feel a certain way is that our body releases chemicals or hormones, if you will, to cause us to feel that way. Specifically, generalizing the two different generalizations of hormones, good and or bad, or the bad hormones come under the category of, let's say, cortisol and things like that, which carries with it adrenaline and so on and so forth. And the good side, it's dopamine, and that carries with it the euphoric feelings and feelings of possibility and optimism and things like that. Well, if I was to pluck a hair out of your head or poke you at the top of your head and take the blood from your head there, and then also do the same in your toe, but in between there, I poked your head, took some blood, and I said to you, you're a loser, you're worth nothing, and I denigrate you in that moment, and I tested the blood, I would find high levels of cortisol in there if it upset you and pissed you off and that kind of thing. But you know what? Instantly, the same blood in your toe is the same, meaning it traveled from the top of your head to the tip of your toe in a fractions of a second. That's how quickly it goes through your system. One heartbeat will send it all the way through your system so that it gets there. And so the reason I say that is if I did the antithesis, if I said something great about you and enthused you, the level of dopamine that was in your system and all of the other types of hormones or chemicals that make you feel good would be the same thing through in you. Said differently, the biochemical makeup of your blood is changed by the words that I speak to you. Well, guess who else has that power far and beyond me? You. Because you never stop. As a matter of fact, thinking, just like in Think and Grow Rich, is a never-ending process. Even when you go to sleep, you're always thinking. But you got to ask yourself, what is thinking? Thinking is just the words that you're saying to yourself and the images that you're making in your mind. That's it. It doesn't have to be any more complicated than that. The words, and guess what? Words oftentimes are the bigger piece, because you can hold an image, one image in your mind. But while that one image is in your mind, 1,000 words will be going by. So in my opinion, 2/3 of thinking are the words that you're saying to yourself. Now, if that biochemical makeup is being changed in the moment, guess what else is changing? The vibrations or the electromagnetic, yes, I said it, magnetic force or pulse that you're putting out from those words. Now, if you're saying words that cause you to be fearful, it causes your brain, remember, it's think, feel, do, have. That is the sequence of how we function as human beings. You've heard me talk about this before. But if those words make you feel good and the dopamine that's going through your body and that chemical change that's happening inside your body and that electromagnetic field that is changing all around you, if those words are repeated over and over again, then guess what? You're definitely more magnetic in that way. Your magnetic field towards what you want. And if you put your focus and your attention and your words on what you want, then guess what? You're by proxy causing that thing to be magnetized as well. Now, let's talk about the two different types going back to that. If you're saying words that are causing you fear, then it is stimulating that part of your brain called the amygdala. And the amygdala is the part that generates fear, if you will, and harbors fear inside of it. Also known as, and triggers your sympathetic nervous system, which is fight or flight. Now, what happens is if you look at this on a Carillion photography, which is like an oscilloscope as well, where you can see the wavelengths, you can see that the level of magnetism decreases when you're negative. The level of magnetism increases when you're positive. The level of magnetism when you're in your amygdala thinking fear and your sympathetic nervous system decreases when you're fearful. It increases when you are excited, when you're hopeful or whatever. And the back of all, each one of those are the words that we're speaking to ourselves, consciously and unconsciously. And what happens is it gets out of hand on most of us, doesn't it? As a matter of fact, most of us pay very little attention to the actual words that we're saying or who's speaking those words. In some of my seminars and workshops, I ask people, who are you talking to and who's talking to you? Because sometimes it can be the voice of a well-meaning friend or a mother or a father or a guardian or somebody who had an impact in your life. And sometimes it's you. Either way, the choice of words, because there's always a choice, the choice of words that are being spoken in that moment cause you to vibrate differently. And again, on the antithesis, if you're saying words that are encouraging and hopeful and things like that, you go to your parasympathetic nervous system, which is what I call optimism. And optimism is not, as I say, it's not just every cloud is a silver lining and everything's going to be great. Optimism is you have more options. You're seeing and saying more options. And you have far, 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 far more options in any given moment than you do have, or shall I say good options, than you do have bad options. Because when we're in fight or flight and we're vibrating like that, when I say vibrating, I mean the intensity that we are putting out of that level of electromagnetic energy, the frequency, how often we're putting that out. We're vibrating at that level. We're causing the world around us to be affected a certain way. And so having said all of that, when we are in the mode of unconscious thought or unconscious words that we're saying to ourselves, human beings tend to repeat what is familiar, if you will. In other words, we have these opinions and we have these words. Most people, even though there are over 3,600 different words in the English language that describe a feeling, if you will, most people use only a handful, maybe 10 to 15 of those words in a day. Most people, I should say the greatest deal of people, use maybe 10 at the most. And it's a bit of a travesty because we have all of those words at our disposal. And so we are familiar with those, so we say them the way over and over again. And with human beings, anything that is repeated, I call it human physics, will become automatic. Why do I say that? Because the words that we use, whether describing ourselves, other people, or the world around us, are habitual. We've conditioned ourselves to use those same words, and that is why most people vibrate at a frequency that is, let's just say, lower than that is going to be powerful enough to impact the world around them, to bring in their lives, situations, circumstances, and material things that they want. What does that all mean? That means that this, from childhood till now, even the sticks and stones may break my bones and words will never hurt me. Those words mean something. And because they mean something, they make us feel a certain way. Certainty, uncertainty, ambivalence, anything and in between, and everything in between. And that becomes who we are. And who we are is how we resonate that electromagnetic energy. And how we resonate that electromagnetic energy will impact what is coming to us and how we're going towards what we want as well. Not to put too fine a point on it, if you think you can, then you probably can. Well, what's thinking? I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to do this. This is going to be great. This is going to be awesome. I've done it before. Or I'm afraid. I'm scared. What are they going to think of me? What's going to happen? I hope I don't lose this. If I lose this, I'll lose my house. I'll lose this or whatever. Those sets of words cause you to feel a certain way and they cause you to vibrate a certain way. And that is why it is a law. Not some of the time, not most of the time, all of the time. Because people come to me and they come to me all the time and they say, well, Joseph, does that mean if I'm thinking negative thoughts, I'm attracting that into my life? Maybe. But I would say this, my answer to that is what you're doing is when you're in those negative thoughts, you are not attracting what you want. You're not attracting. If you're looking at what you don't want and saying, I don't want that, I don't want that, but that's constantly on your mind and you're doing that, then guess what? Guess what your brain hears? I don't want that. But when you think about it, I always say to people, and if you're looking at me right now, I have a blue shirt on, and my background is blue and the lights are blue and my eyes are blue. No, they're not. My eyes are brown. but everything is blue around you. And if you look at that and I have you close your eyes, what color are you thinking about? You're thinking about the color blue because it's what's been in front of you and because what you're seeing. Well, that's the same way with human beings. And so when we say to ourselves, I don't want that, I don't want that, I don't want that, then guess what? That's all we're saying is I don't want, I don't want. So if I tell you don't think of the color blue, you have to think of the color blue. So even though I say, don't think of this, you're thinking of the color blue. So when somebody says, I don't want that, I don't want that. Yes, they're thinking about it. And those words, more specifically, lower your vibrational output, lower your vibrational output and the effect on what you want. Because it's not saying, here's what I want. If you just switch that, I want this, I want that, then guess what? It raises your vibrational, your electromagnetic vibrational output. And that, because it is, it impacts that its likeness out there in the world that says, hey, here I am. Yeah. And it starts to move towards you and you towards it. It is that simple. So lose that mindset or that thought about, if I think about negative stuff, I'm attracting that into my life. You know, maybe some of that is true. I think more specifically, what is more true is that we are not getting what we want, and we're not getting what we want. We're sending those signals. Remember earlier I said that those words can actually cause a person to heal or to have dis-ease. If a person is thinking to themselves, I am healthy, I am vibrant, all of my cells are functioning the best, every bit of nutrition that I put into my mouth is going to nourish my cells, and my cells know what to do to heal myself. And those are the constant words that we have, and that turns into belief, then guess what? Those words are going to cause those cells and cause you to believe that you're going to have that type of vibration within yourself, and your cells are going to act accordingly. And you don't have to take my word for it. There are dozens, if not thousands, of studies that are done and books that are written about it. And I am living proof of that as well. My mother, in 1988, was diagnosed with terminal cancer, given 2 months to live, as that's what the doctor told me, but I was already keen on what I'm talking to you right now. And I almost went to blows with the doctor. We almost got in a fist fight because I said, and by the way, I didn't make this up. One of my dear mentors from years ago, Dr. Deepak Chopra, he said, when you hear that from a physician or anybody else, you say, doctor, I appreciate your diagnosis, but I will not accept your verdict. Please don't tell those words to whomever. And I said that to the doctor, don't tell those to my mother. Long story short, you know, he and I almost went to blows, and I never let him tell those words to my mother. And my mother lived another 11 and a half years cancer-free. And one of the things that I had her do was I just said it. I'm vibrant. I'm healthy. My cells know what to do to take care of themselves. Each and every day, every breath I take invigorates my cells. My cells know how to heal themselves. And I just had her have that kind of language. Guess how many times? Over and over and over again until it became a belief inside of her. You say, how does it become a belief? Well, it's just repetition. You believe that you can write your name because you've done it so many times. Repetition with enthusiasm and joy and praise and recognition, all of those things makes it go deeper and deeper. And guess what happened? The cancer went away. Now, I'm not insinuating that if you just do that, whatever's going on inside of you is going to go away. I am insinuating this, that the words that you speak about yourself, the words that you speak about the other people around you, the words that you speak about your environment, at the very least, raise your vibrational electromagnetic output and causes the world around you to stand up, take notice, and bring into your life the situations, circumstances, and even the material things to bring to light, to bring to fruition, to make real those words. Those words. And so having said that, one of the things that I want to, are the words that I want to get you away from, and I share this with everybody all over the place, is the word, or the two words, mindset. Mindset. Because I had an event over the last weekend, and I said the difference between successful people, and when I say successful people, I'm going to use the word wealthy people, healthy, happy, and financial abundant. But we'll use successful in terms of just money in this case, okay, financially abundant. And the average person, the difference between those people and the average person is that they have a different association to different words than the average person does. And one of those people is me. You know, I'm healthy, happy, and financially abundant. I'm going to tell you the different association that I have with the words mindset is this. Mindset means exactly what it said. Your mind is set on a way of thinking. Now, obviously, when you think of somebody, and again, we're only using finances as an example, somebody like an Elon Musk or a Jeff Bezos or any and everybody that you can think of that is financially abundant, they think differently about money than you do. But you know what's underneath that? In other words, they may say to themselves, money flows to me in abundance and oceans of abundance. They may say those things to themselves, but they have a set amount of thoughts about those things. And obviously, if we adopt those thoughts and we say them over and over again, then guess what? We will adopt that mindset. But I want you to replace mindset with another word, and that is psychology. Psychology. Because this actually should be the law of psychology, but psychology is just the words that you say about yourself, about other people, and the world around you. So when you look again at somebody like any of those people that I mentioned, they believe the words that they're saying to themselves is, I'm Elon Musk. I'm successful. I'm this. I'm that. I'm that. And they have the words that they say about other people. Other people like me, or other people enjoy my products, or whatever. And that they believe that the world around them is an infinite field of possibilities. All of those different things. That is not a mindset. That's a psychology. Those are the beliefs. And because they have those beliefs, that and that psychology, that's who they are. Because a mindset can be just a set of thoughts about a specific thing. But if you're not, listen, you could know what those words are, but if you don't believe them, then that means that your psychology about yourself, your words that you're saying about yourself, are causing you to vibrate or resonate at a lower frequency level. A lower frequency level. And again, the domino effect of that is obvious. It's going to push away from you the things that you want. Now, I'm going to take a real short break. When I come back, we're going to start talking about what words do you want to use? You specifically, do you want to use that are going to enhance your vibrational field and make you become more magnetized? I'll be right back. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Right back at you. When I left before the break here, we were talking about which words are going to be the ideal words for you. You specifically, not in general, but you specifically, that are going to turn your vibrational frequency into that serves you, said differently, that causes you to become more magnetic and causes that which you desire to become more magnetic and cause both of you to move towards each other versus you going after something and it moving away from you, or it moving towards you and you moving away from it, said differently, sabotage. And so the reason I say you specifically is everybody is different. Now, here's what happens. at the bottom of anything negative or any negative feeling is what we call fear. And I call them the 10 deadly fears. And they are procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, fear of rejection, stress, and overwhelm. All of those things are the thieves of our dreams. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist that underneath all of those things are a set of words that support those things. If you're procrastinating, that means that you got a set of words that are saying, I'll do it tomorrow, or saying, I don't feel like doing it, or saying that, you know what, I can get away with this now. If you have fear of rejection, you have a set of words and they're saying, people are going to think this of me. If I do this, I'm going to be embarrassed. If you have fear of failure, you're saying, if I fail at this, it's going to cost me this, 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 and this. All of them are backed by a set of words. Now, obviously, at the very beginning of this, I said it's obviously going to change your biochemical makeup, which in turn is going to change the electromagnetic energy that puts out in you that you're putting out in that moment. But the truth of the matter is, we don't just have one fear. We got all of those fears that I just said. And I want you to look at them. I call it the overcoat fear theory. And what that means is this, is that if you have on a t-shirt, and over the top of that, a dress shirt, and over the top of that, you got a sweater, and over the top of that, you got a vest, and over the top of that, you have a light jacket, and over the top of that, you got a coat, and over the top of that, you got another coat with a hood on it, okay? And you're burning up inside, and because you're burning up inside, you're uncomfortable, and you can't proceed, and you can't produce the way that you do because you're uncomfortable. Well, here's the question. Which is the one that's affecting you the most in that moment? Most of us go, well, let me take off this big coat first because it's the one that is causing me the most discomfort. No, the one that's causing you the most discomfort is the one that's closest to your skin. The one that's making you the hottest is the innermost, that t-shirt, the first one that you put on. Why do I say that? It's because when I say those 10 deadly fears, then guess what? At the core of it, there's the main one that's causing us the most discomfort. And I'm going to tell you the main one, and then I'm going to tell you the words for you specifically to use so that you can mitigate, if you will. I guess you could denigrate that one, and you go right to that one. Do you have to go through and take all the other ones off? The answer is yes. But the truth of the matter is the one that's affecting you the most is the one that's the very beginning. And out of all of those, and I'll repeat them, procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, self-doubt. Let me start again. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, fear of rejection, fear of failure, and stress and overwhelm. The number one, the t-shirt in this one here is fear of rejection. It is the number one fear of human beings. And I don't care anybody that comes to me, I can always trace it back to that. But people say, no, I don't care about what other people think. Yes, you do. We all do. It's part of our survival mechanism. I won't get into that. But here's what I will say is that it's not just fear of rejection from other people. It's fear of rejection from ourselves. It's fear of that the beating that we're going to give ourselves mentally, meaning the words that we're going to say to ourselves if we do fail, the words that the rejection that we're going to get from ourselves if we do not follow through. And that, ladies and gentlemen, are the words that you're going to use to turn this whole thing around. The words about you, because out of all of those components of your psychology, the number one most important thing, remember, your psychology are the words that you use or the constant thoughts that you use, you have about yourself, other people in the world around you. The number one, the one that goes right to the core, are the thoughts that you have about yourself, are the words that you say to yourself. And remember, in my opinion, your thoughts, 75% of your thoughts are the words that you say unconsciously over and over again. So having said that, doesn't it make sense to have a set of words that describe you in a light or in a fashion that is optimistic, that is positive, that is empowering, that makes you feel good, that makes you feel exceptional, that makes you feel special? That is, those are the words of identity. And I'll tell you a real quick story, and I'm going to tell you what to do, and then we're up out of here. So years ago, my dear, dear friend, my business partner, and my son's godfather, Tony Robbins, when I met him, he told me the story about how he was at a down point in his life. And he wrote down on a piece of paper a set of words, and he went for a run for an hour. And on that hour, that's all he said was those words over and over again. At the end of that hour, things were never the same. And by the way, prior to that, he had doubts about himself. He was suffering from all of those things. And so I called him up and I said, listen, that story is great and I want to do that. And I said, and can I do it more than an hour? He said, well, of course. He said, you can do it all you want. And I was living in the desert at the time. And I drove 2 hours to get to the same beach that he ran on because I'm like that. You tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. And I started running at 10 a.m. in the morning and I finished at about 4, maybe 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, I didn't run the entire time. I'm going to tell you that right now. I did stop. But I was saying to myself, I, Joseph McClendon III, am a God-guided expression of health, wealth, happiness, and joy for myself and virtually everybody that I have the privilege of touching their lives. I'm healthy, happy, financially abundant, and I'm grateful for everything that I have. And by the way, through the years, I've added to that. But those are basically what I was saying to myself over and over and over again as I was moving my body. And the truth of the matter is, at the end of that day, I was vibrating. I literally felt myself. It took me a couple days before I got a decent, nice night's sleep because I was vibrating so much. And as a result of that, my life changed. And as a result of that, my level of certainty, my level of confidence, my level of it's not that I don't care about what other people think about me. It's just that what I do think about when I think about other people, all I'm thinking about is they're loving individuals. They're doing the best that they can with the resources they have. And they're probably not thinking about me at all. So those words that I say to myself are a result of those words that I said to myself. And so what my encouragement to you is, you can go back and listen to this again. You can, you know, hit rewind and listen to my words that I made up. But at the very least, start with I and then say your name, am this. And then just say a bunch of things that you want and that you desire. You can use the ones that I said. You can find other ones. You can be poetic about it and say those over and over again. The methodology is simple. Get out your cell phone and schedule for the next 10 days at least 10 minutes a day. If not, you can do what I did as well. Get out and run, walk, do whatever you do. At least 10 minutes a day, three times a day, say those words over and over and over again with a smile on your face. Because here's what happens. It becomes your belief. And once it becomes your belief, then those are the words that are habitually underneath there. Listen, you can't think two thoughts at the same time. You might think you can, but the truth of the matter is you can only really focus on one main thing at a time. And so what happens is that becomes from conscious to unconscious, that becomes your belief. And as a result, you start to vibrate that way. And because you start to vibrate that way, meaning your electromagnetic pulse or intensity or frequency that you put off is great. And when you focus on what you want, whether it's the health, happiness, or financial abundance, you send notice to that out there in the world. And the world says, hey, this person, meaning you, is magnetic. And we feel good about it as well. Let's move towards it as well. And that is an overcomplication of a very simple, simple concept. And the concept is the words that I speak determine how magnetic I am. And how magnetic I am determines how magnetic that which I desire is. That's it. And so take this opportunity. Remember, this podcast, Further Faster, is all about that, helping you go further faster. Shortcuts, if you will, and hacks, if you will, even though I don't like that word, but we have different connotations. We have different understandings for them. And so this is all about you doing the simple stuff to get the things that you want. So take that, use it, and always, here's the words that I love to leave this podcast with, and that is that life is always exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold. And so the trick to life is to boldly step up and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and this is Further Faster, and I'll see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.